child dies completely unnecessarily as a result of extreme poverty every 3 seconds. There we go. That's another one. Somebody's daughter. Somebody's son. And the thing is, all these deaths are avoidable.
1 million Canadian children, or nearly 1 in 6, are still poor to this day. Aboriginal people are disproportionately affected by this. Canada's child poverty rate of 15% is 3 times as high as the rates of Sweden, Norway, and Finland. Every month, 770,000 people in Canada use food banks, and 40% of those who rely on food banks are children. Janice Hamilton, Executive Director of the Manitoba Council for International Cooperation, an umbrella organization of groups in Manitoba that are involved in international involvement, talked to CKUW about the Make Poverty History campaign, whose purpose is to reduce poverty throughout the world.
So we have over 30 members, varying from groups like World Vision, Oxfam, to other groups like the Major Churches Midnight Central Committee. We also have Marcus Project and Red Cross are all members of the council.
Can you tell us about the Make Poverty History organization and how it came about?
Sure. The Make Poverty History campaign is part of an international campaign, the Global Call against for Action Against Poverty, and it involves over 70 countries that are involved in trying to promote the idea of making poverty history, that there's no need for it and that we could solve this problem. And so it's a grassroots organization that's happening in many countries, and in Canada and UK it's called the Make Poverty History Campaign. In some places it's the Global Call to Action Against Poverty. And it's the coordinating committee internationally had agreed on 3 international goals that they were going to campaign for this year in 2005, and then it was an option for each country to choose a domestic issue that they wanted to focus on as well.
Can you tell us about the goals?
Sure. The first goal is more and better aid, and that's so that we can have aid getting to people and really working at trying to eradicate extreme poverty and hunger. And the second goal is trade justice, so that the trade rules are fair for everyone, and every country can actually get a good price for their commodities not have to be concerned about tariffs and unfair trading practices. The third one is to cancel the debt of the poorest countries, because as some of your listeners may know, a number of countries actually pay back to rich nations more in their debt payments than they're actually getting in their aid transfers. And so in actual fact, there may be more money leaving the country than's going in. And then our domestic, the fourth issue, which is a Canadian goal, is to end child poverty in Canada. And these goals were chosen because these are all things that the international or Canadian government have committed to in the past, and so in many cases, and so we're just calling them to account and asking them how come they haven't moved on it. Canada was the first country, Lester B. Pearson was the first person that came up with the idea of the 0.7% rate that should be provided for international aid, and we are moving in the opposite direction towards that. We're at about 0.26 right now, and I think the highest we ever were at as a country was 0.45. And the Ending Child Poverty, the government said, passed a unanimous vote in the House of Commons back in 1989 to eliminate poverty among Canadian children by the year 2000. This year, there's 1 million children that are, 1 in 6 that are still poor.
Are there any events you guys are organizing or anything like that?
Yeah, there are a number of events coming up, and we're also encouraging people to do something in their community, in their school, in their faith organization as well. But two larger events that are coming up are October 17th. There'll be some information at the Forks from noon to 2. There's a Women's World March is being recognized at the Forks that day, and so we'll have a display there. And then there's a Global Justice Film Festival with the theme of making poverty history that's taking place November 4th and 5th at the University of Winnipeg. It's Friday evening and then all day Saturday, and there's about 21 films that will be viewed during that time. And Friday nights, we'll have one film, and it's really on housing issues here in Canada, and a discussion about the Make Poverty History campaign and background material, and it's at the Bowman Centre. And then on November 25th, our MCIC's Generating Momentum for Our World Youth Conference is on Make Poverty History, and that also takes place at U of W, and that's aimed at high school students. And there's a number of other organizations. Engineers Without Borders have some events coming up, and there's, you know, we hear about different things sort of as they're happening. The other thing that we, you know, the campaign is really about is not so much about raising money, but raising our voices and raising concern. And so we've also been scheduling meetings to meet with MPs, and we encourage everyone to go to the MakePovertyHistory.ca website and sign up. And there's a lot of information on that website. There's also notes when there's a specific international meeting going on that we can be sending emails to the Prime Minister or Ralph Goodale or specific ministers that would be involved in those discussions.
Can you tell us some of the main reasons for poverty throughout the world?
Well, a lot of it is the economic structure and unfair trade relations. So a number of countries ban certain products, or not ban, but they have put up tariffs, so it's more difficult for people from, say, developing countries to get products into our large markets. Also, often commodities are basically dumped into some countries, and so that also reduces their abilities to sell their own food and that sort of thing. So occasionally the Americans will dump a bunch of corn into a certain country or something. And so local farmers can't compete with that. It's those kind of inequities that are built up in the society. And here in Canada, why should there be people that living in poverty? I mean, we're a wealthy country. It's a matter of priorities and where governments are willing to put their support, whether it's towards trying to get people into employment opportunities or whether it's, you know, increasing some the child tax benefit, that sort of thing could actually help people that are struggling every day to provide for their children.
You also talked about canceling debt to the poorest countries as one of your goals. Can you tell us more about it and how successful it has been so far?
Yeah, that was one of the discussions at Gleneagles in Scotland earlier in July, and they did agree to cancel a few countries, I think it was 15 countries' debts, but there's still a number, some of those had actually almost been agreed on before. This is something that has been improving over the years, but there's still a great number of countries where it would really assist them if that debt could be canceled. And so, yeah, it's something where there actually has been some improvements and that we've noticed during this campaign. And I think they also just a couple of weeks ago announced some more countries that they're going to be forgiving and canceling the debt on. So, yeah, there is progress on that one, but there's still quite a few countries that need to have that reduced.
How can our listeners help to promote these kinds of issues and help out? What could they do?
Well, they can sign on the website. There's a place to sign on. One of the symbol of the campaign is a white band. So we're people, those trendy sort of bands that are coming in all different colors. The one against Make Poverty History is white. And so we encourage people to get one of those. Those are available at 10,000 Villages. Roots stores also, we've got them at our office and people can pick those up, or they can get a bunch and get, you know, provide them to their friends and that sort of thing. If they wanted to set up a display at U of W, we could certainly provide them with some of the bands and some resource material and that sort of thing. So we're really trying to get a lot of people involved. There's been International Days of Action, where we really have a concentrated effort, and two of those days have passed, and then the next one is kind of a Canadian one, is October 17th. That's to focus on the ending child poverty here, and then the last one will be the December 10th meeting, which will be when the WTO is meeting in Hong Kong, and that's December 10th when we're kind of looking for a lot of people to be showing their support. We also, you know, in some places people have been putting white bands around, or banners on buildings or around churches or, you know, on their cars, that sort of thing. So anything to sort of make it public, it would be really quite helpful.
And if our listeners would like to get more information about these things, what would be the best place to go or who to contact?
Well, they can go to the makepovertyhistory.ca website. They would get our contact from there if they wanted, and so if it's probably easier to get bands or that sort of thing from Manitoba than the National Committee. I think they're kind of backlogged with sending those out, but there's lots of information on the website. There's even suggestions of what people can do. There's background information on each of the four key areas, and there's a number of, you can see other people that are supporting the campaign. They can also call our office at 987-6420.
And is there anything you would like to add or say to our listeners here?
Well, I think it's a really important issue, and I think there has been a lot of interest in this campaign, and I really think we need to raise our voices, let politicians know that we think this is wrong, and we want them to put resources into trying to make poverty history, because I think that would be wonderful if we were able to live without poverty in our world at all.
Well, I'd like to thank you very much for taking your time to do this interview.
No problem. Thanks so much.
You have heard an interview with Janice Hamilton, Executive Director of the Manitoba Council for International Cooperation, an umbrella organization of groups in Manitoba that are involved in international involvement, who talked to CKUW about the Make Poverty History campaign, whose purpose is to reduce poverty throughout the world. My name is Bojan Dulabic, and you are listening to CKUW's The Beat, 95.9 FM Winnipeg.